You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
With Kitty Kitty Roa, noise rock band Mooring. Kia ora, guys.
Bye.
Kia ora.
Oh, nice, there is everyone. Thank you guys all for being here. I know it's the middle of the week, it's busy. You guys are going to be playing Dankfest on the weekend. This is your first time coming down here and playing in Otapoti as Mooring. I was wondering if you guys could introduce yourselves.
Sure, let me start. I'm Tonamu. I'm playing guitar and doing vocals in this band.
I'll go next. Kia ora, I'm Wairehu. I am playing bass.
And I'm Michael. What do I play? Drums. I'm the drummer.
Kia ora, and thank you guys. You're from Kiri Kiri Rawa. For those who don't know too much about the Hamilton sort of alternative scene, you guys are all pretty involved. You've got heaps of other projects on. People might know from Halftime or Hedge Fund Trader. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about the scene there, what it was like sort of starting out in it, growing up in it, and what's it like now?
Oh, who's going to take that one?
You can start, Michael.
Yeah, I think I'm the latest addition to the scene, really.
Okay. The scene, I don't know. I grew up going to hardcore shows at an all-ages venue called Void when I was a teenager. And then, started playing in hardcore bands. I've been doing a lot of that and then branching out in later years. There's always been a very strong hardcore and kind of punk rock scene or adjacent scenes in Hamilton and some like weirder stuff within that. You mentioned Hedge Fund Trader. I used to play in a band called Hedge Fund Trader, and Easy Off, who have both come down and played in Dunedin before. Now we're playing Noise Rockers Mooring, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, so there's probably like 10 years difference from when I started going to all ages hardcore shows and from, when Michael did. But it was, I had the same experience. It was like, I just was just incredibly hungry for all ages shows, and there were all ages hardcore shows every other weekend. So I went to those, as soon as I knocked off my hospital job, I'd go to the show, and it was great to just have that. And then once I was 18, I could go see other indie bands at bars, stuff like that. In terms of other bands, so the last time I came to Otapoti was in the winter of 2015, I think. I used to play in a D-beat band called Spiteful Urinator, and we played an Onslaught festival at the music club, but we also played at the Crown.
Oh,
so it's cool to be going back to there.
Yeah, and also cool to be playing the Rangatahi Rumble for the All Ages gig on Saturday.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I went along to the Rangatahi Rumble. I think last year's Dankfest was the first time they did it, and I was just there as an audience member, and it was great. Like the all ages scene in Otapoti is really exciting at the moment. I mean, all across the country, I think the all ages scenes have been really like on the up, which has been great.
Yeah, the kids are really doing it. You can feel it here in Dunedin. There's a big community push around them. It's a really cool thing. So for those people who have maybe heard your other projects and stuff, what is Mooring? What's Mooring sound? What makes it? What separates it?
I've been telling people it's a US 90s noise rock band. So like I tell people that I'm ripping off bands like the Jesus Lizard and Melvins and stuff like that. But that was before we started playing live. Once we started playing shows, I think anyone who comes and sees us comes up with their own impression of it, and they are more correct than me. I can write a certain amount, but I've been trying to bring songs only half finished to the and getting the rest of the band to flesh out, and then it ends up sounding completely different. By the time we play it live, from what I had it originally in my head, which is really feels really good and collaborative. But so it's I feel like I'm not even the best person to say what we sound like. What do you think, Michael?
I mean, it's a noise rock band. We've all got pretty different influences and listen to lots of different music. So I think one of the things I like about the band is there's a lot of kind of looseness and creative kind of freedom. So throughout the songs we write, there's a lot of different stuff going on, and it's just a lot of fun. I find most of the time I have to explain to people what noise rock is when I'm trying to describe the band.
Yeah.
I just say kind of like heavy and groovy and weird.
I think one of the things with this band as well is both Michael and I are playing instruments that aren't our usual, and that kind of influences what you do. And I feel like noise rock's kind of the perfect place to be doing that as well. It's just like, it's quite fun experimenting when you don't really have a set way of doing things on that instrument yet.
Yeah, very much so. Oh, I like all of those were great descriptors. And it makes me very excited to hear Mooring. When you're coming to play a gig like Dankfest, you guys all kind of said, most of you, have we all been to Dankfest before?
Yeah.
We got a first-timer.
Not Naomi.
All right, so you kind of know the vibe. It's a busy time. It's a real community thing. It's a pretty political space, I'd say. Some of you guys, other projects have been pretty political. I was wondering if, what Mooring brings to that. If, you're in this alt scene, are you guys angry about stuff, or are you just writing about everyday things?
Both, yeah, everyday things.
You don't have to name names either. You don't have to get yourselves in trouble.
Everyday things that make you angry, for sure, yeah. I mean, some of it is sort of more open-ended musings about how I see things as being now compared to, and how things have changed over my adult life, but some of it is pretty straightforward. I don't know, issue-based songwriting. I don't know how much more that...
Yeah, you're all good.
Yeah.
Any comments from the rest of the crew?
My bass is angry.
Yeah.
I just like hitting the drums hard. That's my take.
Who are you guys excited to see? Who else in the lineup at Dankfest?
Oh, I don't know a lot of the bands.
I see.
I'm excited to see Dunedin bands because I've always had good experiences with that. And I've seen like lots of names that I don't recognize or haven't heard before. So I'm just excited to see new Dunedin bands. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of new stuff.
One of my favorite things about the Dunedin scene is it's kind of similar to Kiri Kiri Roa in that you see a lot of the same faces, but sort of rotating around instruments and in different combinations. So yeah, I'm sure that we're going to see some musicians that we already know in like new projects.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to, I'm the same, but rather than just sort of generally and broadly, non-specifically saying looking forward to seeing the local bands, I can name one. Like I've been, listened to various bands' Bandcamp stuff ahead of the trip, and I'm really looking forward to see Space Facts Attack. I've never seen them live.
Yeah. I don't know if they've
ever played in Kiri Kiri Roa, but yeah, that kind of stuff I'm really into, so I'm looking forward to their set.
Oh, cool. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys. Mooring are playing at Dankfest at The Crown, and they're also playing at Dankfest Rangatahi Rumble on the Saturday, and that will be at yours. If people want to find you guys, where can they find you? Where can they get music?
It's just Instagram at the moment, right?
Yeah. We don't have any. We're going to record after Dankfest, but we don't have any music out at the moment.
That's all good. We've got Mooring_noise on Instagram to go watch them make the music, find out when it's coming out. Guys, thank you for being here, for talking to us here at Radio 1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get to...
Yeah. Manahi Kes, we'll see you on Friday.
Yes, you will. Get to Under the Radar, get your Dankfest tickets. Here's a bit of rib.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.